So bring yourself to a comfortable meditation position. Upright, yet relaxed, at ease. And take a few breaths, or do whatever you need to do to really come into this present moment. Letting go of your worries or concerns about the day. Coming and giving yourself fully to this meditation practice. Notice your body sitting, the posture, weight, movement. And then bring your attention to your breathing, the natural breath, the rising and falling in the belly or chest, or the in and out at your nostrils. Noticing each birth of each breath as it comes into being, exists, and disappears. So our breath is our anchor for most of us. We start with the breath to get calm and concentrated. Now, as other objects come into your awareness, we can be aware of them. So if a sound from the outside happens, or a lot of sounds, you can just listen, hearing meditation with these sounds. When the sounds stop, or no longer hold your interest, then come back to the breathing, to the anchor. When a body sensation becomes strong and holds your attention, grabs your attention, then focus on that body sensation. Notice it. See what happens with it. Does it stay the same? Does it move? Does it shrink? Does it grow? Keep noticing. And when it no longer holds your attention or isn't predominant, then come back to your anchor, to the breath. So when you notice thoughts, they're also something we can be mindful of. Generally, if we notice we're lost in a thought, and it's taken our attention away from the present moment, then notice your thinking. You can say thinking, let go of the thought, and come back into the breath. Sometimes thoughts are just like background. They just come and go, passing through our minds. And don't worry about it. Just let them be. If you find thoughts to be, maybe there's a particular thought that's repetitive, you can actually label that. You can say worrying, or remembering, or planning, or fantasizing. If that's helpful in not taking that thought so personally, don't spend a lot of time trying to figure out what it is. Just notice the kind of thought, notice what happens to it, And then come back to your anchor. We also talked about the image of our minds like the sky. And thoughts are like the clouds rushing by. So if you find that helpful, you can use that image, reminding yourself of it from time to time. Settling back, noticing the clouds as they come and go through the sky of our minds. Another thing we can be aware of are emotions. So when an emotion becomes strong and grabs your attention, then notice this emotion. Notice what it feels like in your body. Maybe there's a clenching in your stomach or a burning in your heart area. Whatever it is, come into your body when you feel an emotion. Emotions may have thoughts attached to it, and you can notice the thoughts. They may have a general feeling or sense. I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm scared. See if you can notice all of these pieces, these components of emotion, and notice what happens to it as you notice it. Does it stay? Does it go? Does it get stronger, weaker? Does it move in your body to a different place? When it's no longer compelling, go back to your anchor. You also might notice mind states or attitudes. Your mind's feeling sleepy, or your mind's feeling anxious. These are mind states. They're not as specific as emotions. They're more like a general coloring of your mind. If you notice that, just check in. What do I feel like right now? And then coming back always to whatever is most predominant in the present moment, usually our breath. So that's the general instruction, staying with your anchor when something takes you away, like sound, body sensation, thought, emotion, mental state or attitude. When it takes you away, you notice that. And when it's passed, or it no longer holds your attention, or it's shifted to something else, then you either go to the new thing that's holding your attention, or you simply return to your breathing. Whenever you find yourself really, really lost in a story and thought, then just notice thinking and come back to whatever is present. So we'll do this for some time in silence. Always returning to the present moment, to things exactly as they are. Not trying to push away or get rid of, nor hold on to, but letting things come and go in this vast open space of our mind. So we'll end with some loving kindness practice. First, bring to mind someone it's very easy for you to feel loving towards. Again, it could be a teacher, friend, or even a pet, small child. Really feel their presence or sense their presence and begin to wish them well. May you be happy, peaceful. May you be safe from all danger. May you be healthy and strong. May your life be filled with ease. And find the words that make sense to you, connecting with this being, wishing them well, and also noticing how you feel. And then send some of this loving kindness to yourself. Wishing yourself well. May I have ease in my life. May I accept myself just as I am. Having a sense of this kindness pervading your body. Drinking it in. Or to the best of your abilities. You may not be feeling it, and that's fine. And then let people come to mind who you really love. Friends, benefactors, teachers, relatives, children. Bring many people to mind, people that just make you happy to think about them, and notice how you're feeling as you imagine them and begin wishing them well. May you be happy and peaceful, at ease, using your own words. You can go one by one. You can imagine them as a group. Make this practice your own. Make it work for you. Now, if you're to continue on with this practice, you can bring to mind people you don't know very well, neutral people, and try to send this loving kindness to them. You can also bring to mind people who are difficult, and again, trying it as an experiment to see what your heart does. Knowing that even people who are difficult, they want to be happy too. So sending out this loving kindness, staying connected to your own heart, body, mind, Now imagine that this loving kindness goes out and touches all beings everywhere across this planet. Humans, animals, people in difficult situations, people in extreme circumstances of war or violence, people who need your kindness, animals, nature, and even the earth itself. Sending out this loving kindness in all directions. And you can choose over the weeks who you wish to focus on. Individuals, people you know, people you don't know, people around the world. It's up to you. So may all beings everywhere, may all beings be happy and peaceful and joyful. May all beings be free.